It's Marie.
Marie, hi. Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
Well, I'm doing all the physical modalities to help with my, I have pretty severe DJD all along the spine, and it goes down to my knee. And I'm wondering, are there any supplements that can help with that inflammation and pain?
Well, for inflammation in general, you likely have been using fish oil, right?
Yeah, I'm fish oil, and I also eat sardines and salmon.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Go. And how much of that do you use, by the way? Because sometimes for inflammation, it needs more than a capsule or two.
I eat salmon and sardines 5 or 6 times a week.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm getting enough from diet, and then I take the 1 or 2 capsules a day.
Okay. All right. And when you say inflammation, have you had that measured in a blood test one time or another with something called C-reactive protein? I didn't make that up. That's just what it's called.
I haven't done that. No, my doctor just sort of sticks to the tried and true x-ray and then physical therapy.
Okay. The reason I asked is that this is a blood test that's used widely in conventional medicine. They really do use it, and they just call it CRP, and it does tell us what the degree of inflammation body-wide is. So you happen to be at your doctor, you might mention that, so you'd know if you're really fighting inflammation successfully, or if it's not inflammation you need to fight, and maybe it's something else that's causing the pain. So just thought I'd mention that, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, insofar as the pain goes, have you heard of something called, and this is not on the label, bear with me, but the basic substance is called boswellic acid?
A little bit. I've heard about topical creams that have it.
Yes, and there also are capsules that have it.
Okay.
And one of the nicer things is when it's in the capsules, they concentrate it to a 90% concentration. So in other words, it's not the whole botanical. It's concentrated from the botanical, and that's called boswellic acid.
Okay.
One that's in most of the stores. It's in the Toma Dispensary, the little compounding pharmacies locally, and also in the health food stores, is called AKBA.
Okay.
All capital letters. That just stands for alpha-keto boswellic acid for the technicians in the crowd. But they call it AKBA-90. We tend to get it's 90%. Now, what's sometimes a surprise is what that comes from. Did you know that it was delivered to the Christ child?
Is it frankincense?
You got it, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's concentrated from frankincense. And I haven't yet heard of anybody having anything other than minor tummy upset by taking 6 of them all at once. But other than that, I haven't heard of anything, and there's nothing in the literature. So one can use more than one at a time.
Okay.
And I do know people who need, oh my goodness, 2 or 3 of those every 3 or 4 hours when their pain is bad, and they need less, of course, when the pain isn't so bad. But it is a good pain reliever and a harmless one.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm doing everything else, so I'll try that.
Give it a shot, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling. Yeah, because nice to have a word about a good, effective pain reliever that is natural and that sort of thing. And there's others, I understand. This one is quite widely distributed because it does work so well.